best eye in the world. I'm John Batchelor. The Russian economy under sanctions during wartime, a new war in the Middle East, and the Russian economy hard to see, hard to predict. But Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution is here, my guide on the Russian economy. And Michael guides me to note something that's not negative. Michael, the price of oil, it hasn't gone up. Do we have an explanation for this? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. It's been always predicted that every war in the Middle East is dangerous for the world markets and for the world economy because oil will immediately go to $150, $200 per barrel. Some said if Iran is involved, it will be $300 per barrel, which means that a recession, a deep recession, a depression affects the world economy. The stock market will collapse, everything. Nothing like that has happened. Oil was the benchmark Brent was 94, the highest, $94 per barrel on September the 27th. And for the December futures, it is now 84. And when the war started, it went to 88. Dollars per barrel. So there is no such devastating effect at all. Oil holds stable. And this means that the world economy is not going into recession and the stock markets continue their own trend without being any bearish sentiment there.
So we move to the Russian economy, which is not showing business as usual. Very strange. Headline in the New York Times tells the story. Russia's economy is increasingly structured around its war in Ukraine. Another way of putting this, and Michael and I have talked about over these weeks, is that defense is dominating all Russia. A demand for workers, demand for materials, investment, growing pop-up drone factories. All of that means a war economy for some time. Michael, is that a good economy, a war economy?
The war economy increases production and employment, but it has to be financed because it is not producing anything for consumption. The weapons and equipment are destroyed and they have to be produced. So you can stimulate the economy. But the key question is, how do you finance the budget deficit? The Russian Ministry of Finance has issued its projections for the budget through the end of 2023 and 24 and 2025. And it looks like indeed it is a militarized economy because defense expenditures increase from 64 billion dollars to 108 billion dollars, so almost by 50%. But how they are going to finance it? And they have a huge budget deficit, and they are saying that somehow they will have additional tax revenues. But as long as oil is not increasing, and as long as they cannot collect their additional oil and gas revenues, they're in a fiscal hole. And at the moment, from the data of the Ministry of Finance for the 9 months of 2023 compared with 2022, revenues from oil and gas are down by 34.5%. So more than one third. And so this means that they cannot afford the military economy. For a few months, yes. For a year, no.
A comment from a senior advisor at the Bank of Finland's Institute for Economies in Transition. When a country is at war, gross domestic product is a fairly poor measure of welfare. Producing bullets adds to a country's growth rate without improving the quality of life. That's consistent with the anecdotes we have from Russia, that there's a grave concern about the future because of inflation and because of young people who have left the country or aim to leave the country because of the casualties and because what we're looking at here is a broken economy for some time. Is that consistent with a war economy, a broken economy?
Well, the war economy is there already, it's a reality, and what happens is the effect economists call crowding out, that military production crowds out civilian production. There are limited resources, not only natural resources, but most importantly, human resources, labor. and there is not enough for everything. So every textbook in economics starts with the metaphor of guns and butter. More guns, less butter. So that's what we have.
The IMF is lowering its expectations for Russia. What a surprise. Now, this number, this confidence in Russia's economy has bounced around these last weeks. Sometimes I have headlines saying better than usual. Sometimes I say danger ahead. Sometimes I even say it's growing. How to read these different opinions week to week, Michael?
We have the data for two quarters of 2023. The second quarter was exceptionally good because low base, because the second quarter of 2022 was exceptionally bad. So the economy increased in the second quarter by 4.9%. It fell by 1.8% in the first quarter. We don't have the data fully yet for the third quarter. But generally, everyone is expecting that there is some recovery, exactly thanks to the military industry, but then there will be a crisis next year when they will not be able to finance. They have to simultaneously finance domestic budget deficit and paying off foreign debt, which is they don't have foreign exchange from oil and gas to pay off their external debt. So they're in, sooner or later, sometime next year, they will be in a financial crisis.
And that financial crisis will look like inflation, will look like hunger, will look like broken services. What will it look like? How will we recognize it, Michael?
There is a very simple way to recognize a financial crisis. The queues of people at the banks, at the doors of the banks, trying to withdraw their money, and the banks don't have the money to give. So once you see this, and you saw that during the financial crisis in Russia in 98, and you saw this when the war started in the last days of February 2022, people were queuing to withdraw their savings. Now we have the data on household savings, and it shows that people prefer to keep their savings in cash, in dollars and euros, not in rubles, not in the banks.
We move to the ruble. You're my ruble watcher, Michael. the number 100 apparently is critical, because when it touches 100, a whole lot of things go poof, they disappear. And when it's under 100, I guess there's confidence. Where is it, Michael?
Well, it's a human psychology. When you go to the store, you see prices $9.99 and $99.99, $10 and not $100. So $100 is kind of a benchmark for in every country. So the Russian, but it broke this barrier, the Russian Central Bank set the futures for the ruble a very ridiculous number. 99.98 rubles for the dollar, just not to reach this 100. But the currency exchange, which trades in the open market currency exchange, it's going for 102 rubles for the dollar. So it's already down.
Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution, watching the Russian economy, the war economy, the economy that fears the number 100. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Dash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.